Chapter 3. In the morning, Lan Wangji wakes at 5 like he always does, and he lets himself revel in the feeling of holding Wei Wuxian asleep and naked in his arms for a full half hour. At last, he gently extricates himself from his sticky grasp and goes about preparing for the day. He cleans their clothes with charms, slips his own trousers and undershirt back on, and folds the rest for when Wei Wuxian wakes up. He goes to fetch clean water for the washing of faces and hands. He orders breakfast for them both. He opens the window to let the morning sunlight and air in. He's sitting at the desk, trying to restore any order to his sex-messy hair, when he hears a sound at the window and turns. A magpie has landed on the windowsill, and seems to be inspecting the room for food, probably, or shiny things, or whatever else it is that a magpie might want. Lan Wangji puts the comb down and watches it. He really does not want to have to chase the bird around the room. The magpie hops off the windowsill and flutters its way over to perch on the bedframe, right by Wei Wuxian's sleeping face. Lan Wangji closes his eyes in frustration, then rises and slowly makes his way over to it. "Go away," he tells it quietly. The bird hops in place and cocks its head at him. He moves closer and extends one slow hand over to it, in the hopes of making it uncomfortable enough to leave without scaring it into attacking him or Wei Wuxian. The magpie looks at his hand, seeming to consider it for a moment, and then very obligingly hops onto it. Lan Wangji is surprised, but he calmly brings it back to the window. It's lighter than it looks, and striking in the morning sun. Perhaps unwisely, he raises his hand to look at it a little more closely, admiring how its plumage turns smoothly from dark black at its head to iridescent dark indigo on its wings and tail. "Go away," Lan Wangji tells it quietly. It tilts its head. "Thank you for coming, but we don't need you." The magpie adjusts its balance on his hand, but doesn't make to leave. So he extends his hand at the window and jerks his wrist to push it off, and the magpie leaps off his hand and flies away into the town. Lan Wangji watches it until it disappears behind a building. When he turns back to the room, Wei Wuxian is awake, watching him with an expression on his face that Lan Wangji doesn't know how to read. "Wei Ying," he greets. "Did I wake you?" Wei Wuxian confirms, pushing himself up to sit in the bed. "It's fine." Lan Wangji lets himself look at his arms, his chest. It's strange to him that Wei Wuxian got his body back, only completely unscathed. Even as a teenager in the cloud recesses, he was already covered in myriad little scars, places where he nicked his hands on a blade or got punished particularly harshly. And then, after, there were more scars. But his skin now is smooth.
"Are you checking me out, Lan Chan?"
he teases, and Lan Wangji blinks.
"Ridiculous,"
he mutters, his ears heating. Of course he was. They just slept together. He has the right. Wei Wuxian laughs at him.
"I don't mind," he says. "Come back and lie down with me. Were you talking to a bird just now?"
Lan Wangji admits, moving to his side. When he lies down, Wei Wuxian wraps himself around him immediately, like he had the night before. Lan Wangji slips an arm around his bare waist and strokes his hair with his other hand.
"Came into our room."
Wei Wuxian says sleepily. "Happy Cheekshi, Lan Chan."
"Happy Cheekshi, Wei Ying,"
Lan Wangji says, suddenly nervous. Wei Wuxian slides his hand across his chest to rest over his heart, which he can surely feel pounding.
"Lan Chan," he says slowly, "allow me to be selfish."
"Anything,"
Lan Wangji tells him immediately. Wei Wuxian looks up at him and says, "Don't be mine just for a day, okay? I know it's implied in the date, so you maybe thought, but I actually want you every day, forever. Be my lover every day. I'll even come back with you to the cloud recesses if that's what you want. I know you have responsibilities there."
Wei Ying,
Lan Wangji says, strangled. He tries to work through what to say and settles on demanding,
"Every day."
"Hmm?"
"Be mine every day,"
Lan Wangji says. Then,
"We don't have to go back to Gusu. No responsibilities there anymore."
"You don't?" Wei Wuxian asks, bracing himself on Lan Wangji's chest to look at him. "Aren't you in charge of, I don't know, a lot of stuff?"
"Was," Lan Wangji says. "I handed everything off to other seniors before I left."
Wei Wuxian stares down at him. Lan Wangji watches him think. After a moment, Wei Wuxian sighs and presses their bare foreheads together.
"You really,"
he mumbles.
"You really love me, huh?"
Lan Wangji closes his eyes and nods. Wei Wuxian ducks forward to kiss him, first on the mouth and then over the rest of his face, too.
"Thank goodness, because I really love you, too,"
he says at last. And then they lose the rest of the morning to learning each other's bodies again in the morning light. They've been traveling in Yunmeng, traveling from little fishing village to little fishing village for almost a week, when the inevitable confrontation finally happens. Lan Wangji is asleep next to Wei Wuxian when there's a knock at the door, and he's awake by the time their unknown guest snaps, "Wei Wuxian, I know you're in there. Let me in." It's almost midnight, so of course Wei Wuxian is still awake, having taken an intense post-orgasmic nap, and then woken up again to read. Lan Wangji shifts to look at him in the lamplight. Wei Wuxian sighs, but he raises his voice to respond.
"Jiang Cheng, are you here to kick my ass?"
"No, asshole! Let me in before I break the door down!" Jiang Wenyin snarls.
"I'm gonna need a solid, no, Wei Wuxian, I'm not gonna kick your ass from you,"
Wei Wuxian tells him. Lan Wangji snuggles closer in approval. Jiang Wenyin sighs loudly. Then he says, "I'm not here to kick your ass." Wei Wuxian makes a thinky face. Then he says,
"Okay, close enough. You can come in. It's not locked."
Jiang Wenyin lets himself in. Lan Wangji's position, with his face pressed into Wei Wuxian's waist, means that he's turned away from the door. So he listens to Jiang Wenyin's footsteps as he enters, begins to approach Wei Wuxian on the bed, and then realizes what he's looking at.
"Oh my god,"
he says. And then, because apparently he's lost all sense of decorum, he blurts,
"Is that Lan Wangji? Are you fucking Lan Wangji?"
Lan Wangji says. He very kindly does not correct him on the specifics of who's fucking whom, and sticks with, "Good evening, sect leader Jiang." He's tempted to just stay there with his face pressed into his love's skin, since it's hours past his bedtime, and Jiang Wenyin was rude first. But he's still hardwired to be proper, so he forces himself to sit up and draw his inner robe closed. Wei Wuxian's still naked under the blanket anyway, so he's really the pinnacle of propriety by comparison. Jiang Wenyin's expression is pretty great, even in the dim light cast by the lamp. Lan Wangji can tell his face is changing colors. He reaches over to where his forehead ribbon is neatly folded on top of his robes and ties it back on.
"How can I help you, Jiang Cheng?"
Wei Wuxian asks, leaning forward onto his knees. He's such a shithead. Lan Wangji likes him so much. Jiang Wenyin stutters a couple times,
before visibly compartmentalizing the situation. He straightens his robes and says formally, "Wei Wuxian, I'm looking for Wen Qianglin. I thought he might be with you." The smile drops off of Wei Wuxian's face. "What do you want with Wen Ning?" he says flatly. "None of your business," Jiang Wenyin growls. "Then it's none of your business where he is," Wei Wuxian decides. "You think I'm an idiot? You aren't allowed to kick his ass either." "I'm not trying to kick his..." Jiang Wenyin starts. "Fuck off," Wei Wuxian tells him. "You owe him an apology. And you owe an apology to Lan Chan too, you dick." "I know," Jiang Wenyin snaps. "Because you really..." "Wait, what?" "I know," Jiang Wenyin grits out, "that I owe Wen Qianglin an apology. That's why I'm looking for him." Wei Wuxian stills next to Lan Wangji. Jiang Wenyin adds, "I'm not fucking apologizing to Lan Wangji while you two are indecent. And in fact, I'd like to leave as soon as possible." "Prude," Wei Wuxian says gleefully. "Sorry that I don't want to see my brother in bed with his boyfriend," Jiang Wenyin says loudly. Lan Wangji can tell at once that Wei Wuxian has fixated on Jiang Wenyin calling him "my brother," and so is momentarily incapable of answering. How many years has it been since Jiang Wenyin has said those words where Wei Wuxian could hear? Lan Wangji takes pity on both of them and says mildly, "Perhaps if you do not want to see your brother in bed with his boyfriend, you should not have come knocking on the door of their shared room at midnight."
"You!" Jiang Wenyin blusters. "I knew you were traveling together, but I didn't... The innkeeper just said..."
"You asked the innkeeper which room was mine, and she didn't mention it was his, too," Wei Wuxian guesses, having recovered a little.
Jiang Wenyin's indignant silence confirms it. Wei Wuxian snickers at him and says,
"Dumbass. Oh, well, anyway, I don't know what Wen Ning's up to right now, but he hasn't been traveling with us. I guess he's probably been hanging out with Ayuan. I don't know. Come back in the morning. We're sleeping. You're such a terrible little brother keeping me awake."
Yeah, you're so full of shit," Jiang Wenyin grumbles. "It's not even midnight. You'll be awake for another half hour on your own anyway. I know you."
"No, you don't," Wei Wuxian says, not unkindly. "But you could."
Jiang Wenyin looks at him, his expression pinched, but he doesn't fight him on this. Instead, he turns to leave.
"Jiang Wenyin,"
Lan Wangji says, and he turns back. They look at each other warily. At last, Lan Wangji says,
"Wen Qianglin lives in Chai now, by the docks."
Jiang Wenyin nods sharply. "Thanks."
"Be careful with him,"
Lan Wangji warns. "Why? Do you still doubt his control?" Jiang Wenyin asks cautiously.
"No, I doubt yours,"
Lan Wangji says.
"Take Jin Liying with you," Wei Wuxian suggests. "And Ayuan, Lan Sujui, try not to fuck this up."
Jiang Wenyin grunts. He lingers by the door, staring at the ground as if he has something more to say, but his pride won't let him say it.
"Jiang Cheng, spit it out or come back in the morning,"
Wei Wuxian sighs.
"I may not be going to sleep right now, but you really did wake Lan Chan up."
Jiang Wenyin sneers half-heartedly. "Whatever," he says. "If I come back in the morning and you've skipped town, I'll come back with dogs." Lan Wangji is abruptly out of patience for him.
"Leave,"
he says, as Wei Wuxian clutches his arm instinctively. "You don't get to tell me what to do," Jiang Wenyin says nastily. But he goes to leave anyway. Before he closes the door, he turns back and says, "Hey, Hongguan Jun."
"Sect leader Jiang,"
Jiang Wanyin points at him. If you hurt him, you'll want. Lan Wangji interrupts him. Induct me into the club. You have no threats to make. You! Jiang Wanyin snarls. Wei Wuxian swats Lan Wangji's arm. Lan Chan, he says seriously. That's enough. Lan Wangji inclines his head, accepting his chastisement. He really shouldn't be that mean, provoking Jiang Wanyin like that. But he's such a dick. Just go, Jiang Cheng. We'll be here in the morning. Wei Wuxian says tiredly. In better humor, I hope. Sure, Jiang Wanyin says sarcastically. That guy's usually so chipper. But he finally leaves. Wei Wuxian relaxes a little as the door closes. He won't really bring dogs, he tells himself. We will be here in the morning, Lan Wangji points out. No reason. Right, Wei Wuxian says. Right. Lan Wangji strokes his back until he relaxes fully. After a minute, he says, That was weird. And scoots forward to lie down fully. Lan Wangji reaches across him to extinguish the lamp, then lies down too. Wei Wuxian snuggles closer to him. What's his fucking deal anyway? He mumbles. He wants to apologize to Wen Ning, but not to you? Or me, he doesn't say. But Lan Wangji hears it anyway. Your brother does not like to be vulnerable, he says slowly. I imagine he doesn't much care how Wen Qionglin thinks of him, so apologizing to him is easy. Wei Wuxian says. I didn't think he cared very much what you thought about him either. No offense, but you know. Lan Wangji confirms. He doesn't, but he cares how you think of him. And he knows you'll care how he apologizes to me. Wei Wuxian says to himself. They breathe together for a quiet moment. Lan Wangji is trying to figure out how to say, he's a dick, but he still loves you. When Wei Wuxian says, Hey, Lan Chan. I think we should get married. Lan Wangji's heart just about explodes. Oh, he says. Wei Wuxian says. In fact, I think I've wanted to marry you since probably before I died, he admits. Lan Wangji clutches him closer. But it was when I left Yunping without you that I really started kicking myself. I should have married you in that stupid temple. Our families were there and everything. Lan Wangji huffs and Wei Wuxian kisses him. Yes, Lan Wangji says, when Wei Wuxian leans away again. I'll marry you, Wei Ying. Good, Wei Wuxian says. Good, good. Great, actually. Holy shit, I love you. Let's be husbands. Lan Wangji kisses him again, and Wei Wuxian smiles into his mouth, and he's warm and alive, and they're in love. Better than any legend. The end.
This podfic was recorded for Millie Jupiter for the Fans for Equality and Justice auction. Thanks so much for buying one of my podfics. It really means a lot to me that you donated and that this was worth it. I hope it's worth it. The music used in this podfic is Anything Could Happen, Blood Diamond Remix by Ellie Goulding. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Author's notes. Sorry, Jung Chung, I really do love you. Jung Chung really does come back in the morning, and it's like awkward and tense, but it's a start. I made up sect leaders Shi and Guang on the spot, but they are wives, and I am also their wife. Reader's note. I apologize if there's any change in quality, like sound quality or whatever, midway through chapter 2 of this podfic. But I started work this week, and work is a mess because of things. By started, I mean I got rehired after being laid off, which has also is one of the reasons that this podfic has taken a bit longer than I had expected, because work is kind of wiping me out. Anyway, I had a morning off, like I was slated to start at noon, so I figured I had a ton of time, sat down and was like, oh, I'm going to get through this whole thing and then I'll edit it, and then it'll be out. And midway through recording chapter 2, I get a phone call. I hear a distant ringing of my phone, and yeah, that was my supervisor going, there were scheduling. He was pretty desperate. Yeah, because we've been having scheduling snafus and stuff because they reopened us way too fast. Anyway, and he was like, hey, do you want overtime? And I was like, yes, please. And so, like, was gone from my house in like 20 minutes. I was there in 20 minutes. So I was gone from my house in like 10 minutes. But all of that to say is I stopped rather abruptly, from recording and did not come back to it until the weekend. So yeah, all of that to say, if there was a change in quality, I had intended to record this entire, like all three chapters all in one go, and definitely not to stop in the middle of like a sex scene. I'm not actually sure even where I stopped. But yeah, fun times.